coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I am, you know who I am, and you know what you're listening to. So I'm going to forego all that right now. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and my guest tonight, I am very pleased to tell you that I am joined with Mr. Ted Nugent. Nobody speaks it better than he does. Ted, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for being here and sticking around with us for hour number three.
Thank you, Mark. My pleasure, and I feel welcome, and I appreciate that.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, my email's blowing up over here.
I love when that happens.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, and I went ahead and locked the phones down because we would have just been killed over here. So I want to try to get to as many of these things as I can.
Yeah, my pleasure. You know, I would like to pursue another show with you in the future, Mark. Maybe we can take the phone calls live on the air if that's possible, because that would be really good.
You know, I would like to do the three-hour deal and get the phone calls in and get them out on my site and your site. And, you know, we just got a ton of hits, and Linda's been so good. And, you know, the release went out, and Salem Radio has been just wonderful in exposing this interview to all of our affiliates across the country.
Good.
By the way, I thought you might get a kick out of this because it is Armed American Radio, and I'm blessed by the fact that we can sit here and have Armed American Radio.
It's a beautiful thing. Well, that's, I got to tell you, Mark, let me put it this way, if I may. I have been absolutely privileged and honored and blessed to spend time with the greatest human beings in the world. And that are the heroes of our U.S. military. And every time I push one of these great legless Marines who intentionally volunteered and put himself in harm's way so that you and I can be free and experience these freedoms and celebrate these freedoms, every time I see a legless or an armless or a skinless hero of the military, and I toughen myself up the best that I can so I'm not emotional around them, and I keep it buoyant and positive and energized, and we have fun. We go fishing, hunting, shooting, just spend time together around the campfire, maybe barbecue some venison. Every time I come out of one of those incredible experiences, spending time with these heroes of the military, especially the wounded warriors, it makes me shout from every mountaintop I can that they gave, many gave all so that we can be free, so that we can have an armed American radio network, so we can talk about self-evident truth and God-given freedoms on the radio without looking over our shoulder. To thank the military heroes for sacrificing as much as they have, the least we can do is to exercise the freedoms that they gave their lives and their arms and their legs and their eyeballs for.
Amen.
By being active, by being participants in this experiment in self-government, by joining the NRA, giving away NRA memberships, meeting with your children's teachers, meeting with your senator, your congressman, your mayor, your governor, exercising the freedoms that these heroes of the military got themselves blown up for so that we can. How dare an American not use the freedoms that some brave hero of the military blew himself up for so that we can be free? My prayer is that Americans will appreciate the sacrifices of the military by using the freedoms that they sacrificed for.
Thank you. That's very well said. And I don't know if you know this or not. You may or may not. But Armed American Radio has adopted. And if you go to the Armed American Radio website, listeners nationwide, you've heard me say this over and over again. I know you have, because we are actually being listened to in Iraq right now. We've got America's Heroes picking up this broadcast. I get the emails, Iraq and Afghanistan. We know you're listening, and thank you very much for what you're doing. We have an America's Heroes page, Ted, on the Armed American Radio website, and we adopted Lance Corporal Samuel E. Rouse from the 3rd Marine Expeditionary Unit. And We you know, it's coming up on the holidays. His father calls us in here and lets us know and gives us updates on Samuel. And I'm sad to say that you know, he's on comm blackout right now, and his father hasn't heard from him. They don't know where he is right now. And not just Samuel the hero, but his family the hero. And our listeners have donated tons of care packages and everything else to these American boys over there fighting for our freedoms on behalf of us and keeping me, mine, and yours safe.
Of course they have, because most Americans really appreciate the sacrifices of the military, and they give and give and give, and I salute everyone who gives. I know the Nugent family does. We send a special, you know, pallets of fun,
right,
Nugent stuff over to Iraq and Afghanistan every month, and we hope that everybody who can does so.
Now, you've been over there.
Yes, I have. I've been in Fallujah, Tikrit, and Taji, and Kandahar, and Kosovo, and Baghdad, and some unnamed Afghanistan mountains, manning my own 249 and a Modus and an M60 and a Chinook door. So I've been right there with the flak vests on, and I've held the hands of dying Marines. I have been there visiting with those that have lost their skin and their eyeballs. I came home with the remains of flag-draped coffins of great heroes, and so I am driven to give back as much as I can every day.
Yeah, this is a good opportunity, too, to mention Wounded Warrior Project. We have the link up on Armed American Radio. I actually gave to them today.
Good man.
And, that is one of the greatest to give to is Wounded Warrior Project. They do unbelievable work, and they need your help, for crying out loud.
Agreed.
You know, $5, it doesn't matter. Times are tough. Times are tough for somebody else. Somebody else got a bigger cross to bear than you do.
Amen.
And,
God bless
you
for that, man. I'm proud to be a part of it, Mark.
Give up the $5 for crying out loud and do what you need to do. Hey, here's a great quote here. Again, I'm going to jump all over, but Jimmy got high and Jimmy is dead. I went shooting, and I'm still Ted.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time with Jimi Hendrix and Keith Moon and Bon Scott and a lot of the great, great talents in the world of rock and roll. And I always was given, they always gave me a lot of grief for carrying a gun and for being a hunter and killing deer with my bow and arrow. And, of course, if you're stoned or if your brain's been, mushed by chemicals, your logic is gone, and logic will confuse you. And a lot of them did their best amongst the drool and spittle and vomit to make fun of me because I wouldn't take their drugs with them. And I remember I did a DARE presentation. I've been a DARE officer since the inception of the Drug Abuse Resistance Education Program. And when I speak to the children, I let them know that, there are some people far more talented than I, with far more gifts than I have. And Jimi Hendrix is a perfect example. He was a nice man. He was a kind man. But Jimmy got high, and Jimmy's dead. I went hunting, and I'm still Ted. So that's a truism about being the best that you can be, about paying attention to your cause and effect, and choosing to do the things in the good column, not the bad column of life.
Now, Ted, you're very well known for having that innate, in-your-blood fire. It's, I've seen you live many times.
I'm on fire, Mark.
How in the world? Now, to somebody who doesn't wake up with that, now, I owned a business for a number of years, and I understand what it means to have to get up every day to feed myself. Can you give that passion to somebody? Is it contagious?
I think you give it to them as you raise them as children. I think when you run into people who are kind of lumpy and apathetic and they don't seem to care, and maybe you hear an occasional baa out of them, those of us that cherish the gift of life and want to use it to the max every day, we can influence those we hang out with. And certainly as parents, that's our number one job and responsibility, is to inspire that American dream of excellence in your children. And if you met my daughters and my sons, you'd get out the marshmallows and roast them on the heat that come off my children. They're very fired up. My wife, Shemaine, teaches Zumba, which is a hyper-athletic workout program. And the whole Nugent family, my older brother, Jeff, my younger brother, John, my younger sister, Kathy, and their children, they're basically ass kickers. They kick ass. They don't wait around. They get it. They get up early. They carpe diem, man. They seize the day. They're alive. They pursue their passions. I think you can teach it. I think you should be driven to inspire it and prod and inspire other peoples to do so. But I think some just get lucky, and I think it has a lot to do with my upbringing in my own personal experience. My mom and dad, they weren't exactly type A personalities and weren't gung-ho, so to speak, energy-wise, but they disciplined me. They forced me, as a parent is supposed to do, to literally go for it. Thank God I loved music and I loved my guitar, and they said, well, you're going to play guitar, then you're going to practice every damn day, boy. And I did, and that passion just got hotter and hotter. And of course, I loved my bows and arrows, and that passion got hotter. I've had the number one show on the Outdoor Channel, the Spirit of the Wild show, and now Tooth, Fang, and Claw on the Pursuit Network. I've turned my passions into my... In fact, I didn't have anything to do with it, actually. It's just they drove me, they continue to drive me, and I know we are all blessed with a vision and a dream, and we should pursue it with everything we have.
And thank God your parents pushed you in that direction,
because
as a cultural icon with the music, and I mean, I grew up with it, you know, thousands of our listeners tonight across the country grew up with it, and owe you a debt there. Is, you know, it's been... What can I tell you?
Mark, I ain't even warmed up. I have a brand new record. I'm going to Toby Keith's place here next week. And Toby loves rock and roll. He loves my rock and roll. He knows his stuff. And we're going to get together and create some music together. But my new record, Trample the Weak, Hurdle the Dead.
Beautiful.
Summer. And it's all love songs like Stranglehold.
Hang on to it. We'll be right back on the Armed American Radio Network with Ted Nugent.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? Do you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters? If so, you need to visit 9survive.com. When you do, you'll quickly learn vital survival skills such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters and the unprepared masses, Jedi mind tricks to keep you in the fight long after your friends have burned out, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. You can learn these skills and more by signing up for our free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9survive.com.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
I've got some really good emails here. Ted, you're going to love this one. I am back with Ted Nugent, by the way, on Armed American Radio. It says, Mark, I can't get through on the phones tonight. I'd simply like to thank Mr. Nugent for taking time to inspire his blood brothers and remind us what is truly important. It's easy to get swamped by the sheep, isn't it? My father was my inspiration. For those who didn't have a father like mine, I'm sure Mr. Nugent wouldn't mind if they adopted him as their role model. Thank you. That's from Morgan Boatman, who's become a friend of this program, Robert Boatman, Living with Glock's author, son Morgan.
Well, great. Well, God bless you, Morgan. I appreciate that. And it's very important to spread that word. And a lot of people aren't lucky enough to have great moms and dads. And some people lose their parents at an early age and don't have that parental influence, paternal or maternal. So those of us that call ourselves blood brothers, and I've been using that term for many, many years, and of course, it's an old Aboriginal term that means you will be there for your friends. You will be there. You'll be capable. You'll be ready to help them under any circumstance. So the blood brothers of America have to outnumber and outperform the sheep of America. The sheep of America have the president in the White House right now, but it's up to the blood brothers to spread the word of activism and to pick up the slack for those who weren't trained and weren't taught that this American dream is supposed to include all we the people.
Ted, let's talk about the sheep in the White House right now and the sheep, because what I believe is happening here, and it frightens me. Make no mistake, to me anyway, it just scares me to death. I've always said that I believe that the mainstream media is one of the most dangerous entity, if not the most dangerous entity in this country, because you've got this 24-hour news cycle now, and it's shaping people like mush who sit there and do nothing but listen to this garbage all day long. Now, the planet's lined up properly for Obama. Do you think after what happened in Massachusetts past couple weeks that he's finally, that the socialist-in-chief, the narcissist-in-chief, the egomaniac is beginning to see what's happening here?
No, I do not. If you watch the State of the Union address, he is the most deceitful, glaringly lying resident of the White House that has ever lived. And that's really saying something, because, boy, we've had some liars in there. We've had some deceitful smoke and mirror masters in politics throughout the history of America. But never before have I seen such a Trojan horse that identified himself as a Trojan horse, that calls himself a Trojan horse, that acts like a Trojan horse, that stinks like a Trojan horse, and the people are still unsure whether there's a Trojan horse or not. I don't think that anything will change Barack Obama's ideologies. I believe that he is a committed communist. I believe that he really wants to transform America and change it, because he hates it. He doesn't like it. I believe that the slip by Michelle Obama was accurate, that she really has never been proud of America. She doesn't like America. He doesn't like America. This is not hyperbole. This is not rhetoric coming from a goofy guitar player. This is an inescapable conclusion based on his voting record, the words that they use, the fact that his director, this Dunn gal, who is the director of communications for the Barack Obama administration, quotes Mao Zedong, the founder of communism, as an inspiration. They couldn't be more blatant. I would expect that the Barack Obama administration wouldn't flinch to appoint Jeffrey Dahmer as babysitter czar in Puerto Rico.
Oh, you know what? People forget, Ted, that he's doing exactly what he said he was going to do. He's not deviated one bit.
He's something else. But again, if your national anthem includes the stanza, then take advantage of this president, because he loves you and you can love him right back. But those in America who understand the words in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the words self-government, the words we the people, how you're supposed to be accountable for your actions, how you wouldn't dare spend outside your means and then continue to do so at an obscene breakneck pace. If you know one and one equals two. You know that Barack Obama is anti-American, that he's anti-individual, he's anti-U.S. Constitution. He's basically anti-freedom. We must get, now I'm not talking about rhinos, I'm talking about genuine conservatives, U.S. constitutionally driven conservatives, whether they're Democrat or Republican. We need to get some accountability. We need real transparency, not the Barack Obama lie of transparency behind closed doors, Ben Nelson. We need to put some pressure on the politicians. And again, Mark, it's so simple, it's stupid. You just need to call your senator, your congressman, every time you see one of these insane moves by Barack Obama or your senator or your congressman, and get in their face, polite but firm and consistent. Every week, call them going, when are you going to stop spending money we don't have? When are you going to actually do things out in the open like you said you were going to, etc.? When are you going to win the war on terror?
The war on what?
Simple questions.
The war on what? I haven't heard that in a while.
And
from this
call
person.
It the war on terror.
Right.
These voodoo a la pukes are terrorists. They hate freedom. They hate women without a babushka on their head. They hate independence. They hate individual rights. They hate you if you're not a member of their gang. If you're not a member of their a la gang, you have to die. They say it and they do it.
Ted, and you
profiling the rabid dog, the one with the foam around his mouth, he's got to die.
We had opportunity, and you lay it out very well in Ted White and Blue. Great read, ladies and gentlemen, by the way. If you've not picked this up, get it. I've poured through it a couple times. Of course, I poured through it this weekend, and I pulled some quotes out because I literally, Ted, could close my eyes and circle my finger and just drop it, and there's a quote in there. That's just, you know, you. It's just you all the way around. But you laid it out very well in War is the Answer in your chapter and segment in there called Total Warfare and what led up to or what we didn't do, where we failed, that led up to 9/11, because this could have been stopped.
Well, and again, you know, I'm not a master of history. I'm not a master of military tactics. The only thing I'm a master of is sexy guitar playing and killing herbivores with sharp sticks. I pretty much mastered that and a few other things I can't mention on your radio. But anyhow, but I am the master of logic. Logic is when the Japs attack Pearl Harbor, you begin immediately the counterattack that will annihilate them. You plan it, you create it, you mastermind it, and then you execute it. We should have done that with the coal. We should have done that with the Beirut Marine Barracks. We should have done that with the 93 bombing of the trade buildings in New York City. We should have done it when the embassies got blown up in Africa. How many times are you going to let the bully sucker punch you in the head before you finally get out your Louisville Slugger and knock him on his ass?
I had a friend of mine who flew off the deck of the carrier Kennedy years ago in Beirut say we could have turned it into a U.S. state in less than 24 hours and planted a U.S. flag. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and I'll be right back with Ted Nugent after these messages. Turn it up.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This dreams of gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, and I'm joined by legendary guitarist. Legendary, and I do mean legendary. If you've never seen him, man, you don't know what you've been missing. But I'm joined by legendary guitarist Ted Nugent. Ted, emails are pouring in like crazy. Let's jump on one real quick. Question for Uncle Ted. What concealed carry holster do you use for your 10mm? Signed, your blood brother Talon in Hiawatha, Kansas, listening tonight. I think you may have answered that, but let's tell him again.
Yeah, you know, there's so many good holsters out there. They're all good, quite honestly. I think it's a very personal choice. I've used them all over the years, but for the last dozen years or so, especially when I went to the 10mm, because it's a little bit larger of a gun, though the 1911s are just like every other 1911, I find that Galco, both the shoulder holster and the hip holsters, work perfectly well for me. They're quality, they last forever, and because I do carry every day and because I'm always shooting something every day and I train every day, I have a lot of holster wear, so I currently am using Galco holsters.
I love their products, and you know, let me say this: they don't advertise on this program. They advertise in our magazine, and I've been accused before. Oh man, you're on Galco's payroll. No, I'm not. They produce a great product, and everything from their Miami Classic. I carried inside the pant with the Royal Guard. Great holster for the
sure. I've used them both. I forget who made it. I apologize for not remembering, but for years I carried a Model 29, a 6.5-inch blue Smith & Wesson 29. 44 Magnum, and I carried that in that same shoulder holster that Dirty Harry used in the TV show, and that was a great rig for that kind of carry, too, and I carried that gun either in the small of my back, what we call the Mexican carry with no leather, And I also carried in that shoulder rig for many, many years. And even with a very small, like, blue jean jacket, nobody ever knew I was carrying that cannon. And I always had pockets full of speed loaders, by the way.
Isn't that great?
It is great. Yes, it is great.
That's a beautiful
thing. You know, I do
pockets
a lot of
full of speed loaders, six magazines, two guns. Yeah. It's great.
I carry my gun. I check a trap line every day on Spirit Wild Ranch. Then when I get up to Michigan, I run traps, too. And I usually carry either Taurus 22 revolver or my Smith & Wesson 22 revolver or a Ruger 10-22, which I have as a silenced 22. But, I got to tell you, I own so many guns. One of my sponsors on Spirit of the Wild is DPMS. Another sponsor is Sentry Arms International. And I'm constantly testing their weapons and constantly shooting their weapons and filming them for the Spirit of the Wild show, where I do an Uncle Ted's favorite gun segment. So I think I have about 20 acres of brass where you can. It's knee deep on my property.
Oh,
I do a lot of shooting every day.
That's bad for the environment.
It's bad for the environment. It's good for the raccoon population, though. Which, by the way, I understand a lot of people have a raccoon problem. You know, here the raccoons have a Ted problem. In fact, I haven't seen one in years.
You gotta love it, man. It's just the way it comes out of your mouth. It's fantastic. It's like when you pick that axe. Hey, I got a question for you. What's your favorite tune?
Geez, there's so many, man. You know, I still like Going Back to Miami by Wayne Cochran and the CC Riders. You know, Stranglehold does so much for me. The song Fred Bear is such an emotional adventure for me every time because of the people who have connected with that song. I love Free For All. My last record was called Love Grenade, and the song Love Grenade is
right.
Just out of control. A song called Still Alive and Well, Still Raising Hell. I've got a brand new song called Trample the Weak, Hurdle the Dead that I'm absolutely in love with. So my musical adventure never stops, Mark. I'm always writing songs, always creating new guitar licks. I have an AR-15 or a machine gun and a guitar in every corner of every room of my home, and I'm grabbing one or the other every hour.
What's your favorite gun that you have at home in the many safes I'm sure you have? What's your favorite piece of firepower that resides on Nugent Ranch?
You know, I there's so many. I love my M4 because full auto is so beautiful. It's got a Trijicon scope on it, so it's just deadly accurate out to quite a ways. I can shoot that gun 300 yards semi-auto. In fact, I can shoot it as far as I want full auto, but really accurately to kill stuff. I love them all, but you know, I've got an old Remington Model 788 that people have probably seen on our Spirit of the Wild show that's in .243 caliber. That old 788 Remington is one of the most accurate rifles in the history of shoot because it had the fastest lock time of any commercial bolt action. And it's got a loophole scope on it. I've had it for probably 30 years. And I sanded it down because it was so beat up, and I refinished it myself and took a blowtorch to it and actually burned the grain so the grain looks really graphic, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I put my little Spirit of the Wild Blood Brother, the spear chucking figurine that I put on all my stuff. And that gun it's a little carbine. It's only got a 22-inch barrel. If I can see something, I can hit it with that gun. It's what I call my saddle gun. It's in my truck with me. It's in my four-wheeler with me. It's what I take if I'm going to hunt anything smaller than elk. And I just love that gun. But believe me, all my guns are right up there with it. I love them all.
You just got back from Africa recently, didn't you?
We went back to Africa this year. Our Sunrise Safaris books African Safaris, and Shemaine and I had a great hunt. It was all bow hunting. And although I did finish a black wildebeest, it was on Spirit of the Wild here a couple weeks ago, I had hit a black wildebeest with my bow, and I'd gotten one lung, and instead of going off and letting it go for a long time, I grabbed the guide's 30-06, a beautiful old Steyr 30-06, deadly accurate, and I stalked up within about 100 yards and finished it with the rifle. But yeah, we went to Africa. I got a beautiful eland with my bow and a sable. We got kudu and gemsbok and zebra and wildebeest, and both blue and black wildebeest. I got red lechwe with my bow. I really love Africa. We're going to put together another Sunrise Safaris in Africa in 2011. So if people want to find out how they can join us, they can go to tednugent.com and check out Sunrise Safaris.
Yeah, go to tednugent.com and check that out. I certainly will. I've been all over your site the past
couple of days. We have a riot. I think in 2009 I guided over 200 hunters total at our Sunrise Acres in Michigan for wild boar and buffalo and deer. And then here at Spirit Wild Ranch, at the Wyo Ranch and a bunch of other places. Went to Washington for bear, went to Idaho for bear, Ontario for moose and bear, went up to New Brunswick with Danny Dyer, to Alaska. I guide hunters all over the world, and I tell you, Mark, it's one of the most gratifying aspects of my life to share campfires with these different families from every imaginable walk of life. Anybody that's ever been on one of our Sunrise Safaris with us can tell. It's just one of the greatest moments available to mankind, to go hunting and be part of that wilderness experience. Very, very special.
Yeah, I hate to cut back because after this segment, which ends in about 2 minutes, we've got one more. So I want to get to another email that just came in. It says, Mark, it's called River City. That's the term used by Marines when they are under restricted communications, which you were referring to earlier in the show. My son is Marine Infantry with the 2-2 Marines F Company and is serving in Southern Helmand right now. We haven't heard from him in over 2 weeks. Not that we were hearing from him much before. He's very far forward and away from most amenities, sleeping on dirt in a mud hut and patrolling day and night with a lot of enemy contact. He was treated to a phone conversation with Ted Nugent right before he deployed. Last time I spoke with him, he said to tell Nuge he was using lots of ammo and doing his job.
Yeah.
Great show tonight. Always a treat to hear Ted on a roll, talking truth, logic, and common sense. That's Mike in St. Louis.
Semper Fi, yeah. I know what Mike's talking about. Mike's a good blood brother for sure. I'm very honored, Mark. I get to speak with the heroes as they disembark and head over to the war on terror. And it fortifies my life, and I wish them all the best. And they're the best-trained military heroes in the history of mankind. God bless them all, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard, the National Guard. Semper Fi to all the warriors.
You better believe it. Amen to that. You know, I travel a lot, and I fly in and out of this Atlanta airport, which is a nightmare sometimes, and they come in and out of here on a regular basis, and I go out of my way to shake their hand, pat them on the back, and tell them, thank you.
I buy them a mocha.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And, you know, these guys are so humble. They look at you, and it almost embarrasses them when you say something like to because they are so humble.
Yep.
And you've seen that, right?
Yep, say it anyway. Grab them by the hand, say, thanks for serving our great nation. God bless you.
Absolutely.
And slip them a $100 bill.
Man, I'm telling you what, they're so, yeah. We've adopted Samuel here. His family's great. And Mike Neely in St. Louis, thank you very much for writing that. We're going to be right back after these messages here on the Armed American Radio Network with our final segment with Ted Nugent. I'm your host, Mark Walters, and we'll be right back after these messages. Stick around.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
This Dream Sport moment is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Oh, I love that rejoiner with John Young. We're talking guns, ammunition. That's beautiful stuff. Ted, let me say this. It's very rude to the country. You are on the Armed American Radio Network, and I am joined by legendary guitarist, freedom fighter and patriot, Ted Nugent. Ted, welcome back.
Thanks, Mark. I feel welcome. I may just take a moment to say thank you to all the Second Amendment Apple saluters out there. I've been voted on the board of directors of the NRA now for 16 years, and that's because people trust me to represent them accurately and absolutely, and I deeply appreciate it, and I promise you I will always do so.
Well, I'll tell you, the NRA is, some people love to hate them. Politics, man, it's so ugly, Ted. It's so ugly.
Have you noticed that?
It's just despicable, and I'm going to take you a direction. I have to go with you at some point. Let me finish what I was saying about the NRA, and that is that a lot of folks out there say, well, the NRA doesn't do this, and the NRA is coming in here, and we had a gentleman on last week, you know, in Iowa, and the NRA is fighting for a bill here, and they did the same thing down here, and, you know, they're damned if they do and damned if they don't. I mentioned that on the air the other week.
Right.
But when you've got 80 million gun owners and 4 million NRA members, especially now, when it has never been more important than it is today. What's up with that, and what can all of us, I'm an NRA instructor and member, what can we do to bring another 10 million of these folks over?
It is inexcusable, and it's that curse of apathy that I so despise that has taken over this country, which is why we have the perfect president for the apathy that we are strangled by. The answer is simple. I believe that it's more like, I'm sure there's well over 100 million gun owners in this country, but know it, Mark. With the purchases of firepower in the last 2 years alone has eclipsed all previous arms purchases in the United States and anywhere else in the world. So you know that the NRA is doing all the heavy lifting for all those non-members. And here's the answer. All the people listening right now, be sure that you're a current member. Upgrade NRA membership lapse. And equally important, give away NRA memberships to everyone you know. You've got a graduation, a birthday, an anniversary, some type of event coming up where you're going to purchase a gift. Even though the person might wince there a little bit and they go, well, I'm not so sure about this gift of an NRA membership, give them an NRA membership anyway, at least 2 years, preferably three or five, and they will read the magazine and they will, for the first time in their lives, get the light shined on the truth about gun ownership, totally opposite of what the mainstream media has been lying to them all these years. So giving away memberships in the NRA is how to fix this.
Yeah, you know, what price freedom? $35?
Bingo.
I mean, come on, $35.
That should be priority. I mean, and again, I've always said, I will not be happy till there's 50 million NRA members.
I don't understand why there's not.
And Mark, do you realize, I hope everyone listening realizes, if we had just that small percentage of the gun owners in this country, just half of the gun owners, and even though I know it's more than that, but if we had 50 million members in the NRA, we could do whatever we wanted to do. We would vote in whoever we wanted to vote in, and most importantly, we could vote out anybody we want to. Is that desirable to anyone other than myself?
I think you might have struck a chord with listeners here.
I would hope so. Give away NRA memberships all the time.
Well, you know, they discount the memberships. I've seen them as low as $10.
Sure, I've seen them where they give them away for free. In fact, we have some blood brothers on TedNugent.com that were literally giving away memberships in the NRA. So if you, I would recommend that people listening right now, I have a talkback section on my website. At TedNugent.com, there's a talkback section. It is a subscription. There is a nominal fee to be a part of this, but I'm on it every hour of every day. And I bring light that otherwise would never be seen or heard in the mainstream media. Join TalkBack at TedNugent.com, and I virtually give you my personal guarantee. You will soar on the wings of an eagle. We have the greatest members on TalkBack who are activists across this country in their home regions, and they're making a difference, Mark, because of the energy on my e-campfire at TedNugent.com. I virtually guarantee you, if we could do to America what the TedNugent.com talkbackers do to their neighborhoods, the problems would be fixed.
E-campfire.
Yeah, the electronic campfire.
Isn't that?
You get a hold of Linda, Mark. I'm going to make you an honorary member. You won't believe the incredible progress that is being made by the members of my talkback. They have tangible evidence that an individual family can change laws, get rid of stupid laws, help pass good laws, and get people voted out of office.
You know, it's amazing how the system works when you want it to work. Now, Ted, are you going to be at the NRA meeting? That's a stupid question in Charlotte. You'll be there in May?
Yeah, I'm very proud to perform. I do a performance and a speaking presentation
right. And
a book signing, raising money for the Wounded Warriors Projects and the different military and children's charities. So I will be there in Charlotte, North Carolina the whole weekend, and I encourage everyone to make sure that this is the largest attendance in NRA history. That's my goal.
Yeah, well, I'll be there adding another one to the ranks, too. And I had I was at SHOT, obviously, and I know you were, and I unfortunately missed your performance. I had the tickets to the Outdoor Channel over there at the Hard Rock. And
the
house came down, didn't it?
It was an earth mover, I promise. My band, I've got Greg Smith on the bass guitar and Mick Brown on drums for the last number of years. And these guys are animals. They're so talented. They're so passionate about the music that it's the best, the most high, intense energy rock and roll band ever right now in 2010. Just amazing.
Yeah, that is, man. And you know, like I said, if nobody's seen your music, if nobody has seen you perform, they don't have a clue what they're
missing.
No,
we're the last of them, man. We're high energy. We're fun. I don't care where you're from or who you are. I will have you howling in laughter and making your body gyrate in ways that you didn't know you could. I promise you.
I'm telling you, man. See, I got to tell you something personal here, and I hit this with you in a print interview last year, and your answer to it was amazing. It was my father. I was at one of your infamous concerts in New Haven that erupted outside into a bottle and rock-throwing melee out there on the top of that New Haven Coliseum.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, you remember that concert.
I certainly do. Projectile. That was a projectile moment, I believe.
Oh, man, that was something else. I was huddled underneath an awning, and my dad and mom were kind enough to pick us up and take us back. And there were my parents there. And my dad said to me, he said, I can't, you know, after we got out of there safe and got the heck out of Dodge. And my dad says, that guy's a crazy rock and roller. And I said, you know, I wrote here, and I actually have a copy of it here. And I made a mention to you in this. And I said, you know, my dad said that it's that crazy rock and roll. It's that crazy rock and roll. And I asked you, you know, can you tell my dad after all these years that it's only rock and roll and it's meant to be cranked up?
Yeah, if you're not scaring people with your rock and roll, I got news for you. That's country and western.
You know, he said, you know, my dad is one of your biggest fans now.
And now he is, yeah.
Yeah, he is. And, you know, it's amazing how, you know, when years go by and it's kind of like, you know, people get jobs and all of a sudden they start paying taxes and all that stupid mush comes out of their head and they realize, wow, this is real life, and they give up all these liberal ways and all this crap. Now, my dad was never a liberal, believe me. I'm not insinuating that. But he said to me, and your response was great. It says, your father was smart to be suspicious of an outrageous, passionate maniac like me. And, of course, over time, he came to realize the fact that with same energy and absolutism that I put into my music and defiant activism, I've always stood up loud and proud in defiance of the goofball, hippie, rock and roll failures so prevalent in my music industry. I have a feeling your dad and I are American blood brothers. I just happened to create the properly intense soundtrack for the both of us. And I read that to him, and he said, oh, man.
Bingo.
Right smack on the money. And when I talked to him today, he says, you make sure I told him you tell him I'd vote for him for president.
Well, you know, that was an era. My generation was an era that, again, coming right out of World War II, where we had celebrated the great defeat of obvious evil. And so when someone gets as intense as I do on stage and took the Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley rock and roll thing to hyper energy levels, and especially with such lovely love songs like Wang Dang, Sweet Poon Tang, Strangle Hold, and Wango Tango, the meek are immediately scared to death. Not that they're meek in all ways, but they're meek in a social way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what Bo Diddley and Chuck Berry and Elvis Presley and everybody else and the Stones and the Beatles did to our folks, which would be your grandparents.
Right.
That's what I did to the parents of my generation. But if you listen to my message, if you listen to my interviews from the 1960s, 70s, 80s, 90s, into the 2000s to this very day, everything out of my mouth was either one, funnier than hell, or when it comes to personal conduct, and, you know, I was a single man at one point, and yes, I'm a man, and yes, the women got my attention. That's a different subject for another time. But my militant law and order stance, my militant anti-drug, alcohol, and substance abuse stance, my militant conservatism, my militant disgust for liberalism and hippie-type lifestyles has always resonated, and people got past the music, and they finally figured out that what I was saying was important.
And it's right, and it's
and
right,
correct.
And it's common sense. Ted, we've got 30 seconds. I hope you'll come back and join us again.
Mark, God bless you and the Armed American Radio Network. Thank you for all the great work you're doing. Everybody out there, get everyone you know to be an NRA member tomorrow.
You better believe it. I hope to see you on the program once again very, very soon. Thanks for joining us. You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters. That was Ted Nugent, and we will see you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now.